Part 1. Listening. 1. Listening comprehension. A. Listen and choose the right picture. One. Enough sleep can help you concentrate well in everyday class.
Two. In a comic strip, there are a lot of bubbles for speech and thoughts.
Three. Paper cutting is one of the most popular traditional skills in China.
Four. A good detective always looks for clues and never jumps to conclusions.
Five. David enjoys chatting with his net pal on the internet in his spare time.
6. Our new English teacher is a plump, mid-aged man with thick black hair.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
7. Hi, Jack. What are you reading?
Hi, Susan. I'm reading the new novel written by Lily.
Question. Who wrote the new novel? Hi, Jack. What are you reading?
Hi, Susan. I'm reading the new novel written by Lily.
Question. Who wrote the new novel? Eight. Now, boys and girls, time is up. Stop writing and hand in your papers.
Okay, Miss White.
Question. What are the students doing? Now, boys and girls, time is up. Stop writing and hand in your papers.
Okay, Miss White.
Question. What are the students doing?
Nine. A new work day again tomorrow. How I wish it was Saturday today.
Don't be lazy, Johnson. Get up earlier tomorrow. The bus will be more crowded and the street will be busier.
Question. What day will tomorrow be? A new work day again tomorrow. How I wish it was Saturday today.
Don't be lazy, Johnson. Get up earlier tomorrow. The bus will be more crowded and the street will be busier.
Question. What day will tomorrow be?
Ten. Shall we go to the zoo? I hear there's a dolphin show there.
A dolphin show? I'd love to go.
How can we get there? By bike?
Oh, no. It's far from here. Let's take a bus.
Question. How will they go to the dolphin show? Shall we go to the zoo? I hear there's a dolphin show there.
A dolphin show? I'd love to go.
How can we get there? By bike?
Oh, no. It's far from here. Let's take a bus.
Question. How will they go to the dolphin show? 11. Is your computer class still crowded?
Well, on the first day, there were 40 students all together. And the next day, 12 more students came. But on the third day, 13 students left.
Question. How many students are there in the computer class at the moment? Is your computer class still crowded?
Well, on the first day, there were 40 students all together. And the next day, 12 more students came. But on the third day, 13 students left.
Question. How many students are there in the computer class at the moment?
Why do people keep pet fish?
They keep pet fish because of their beautiful shapes and colours.
How often should people feed pet fish?
They should feed them once a day.
Do they need to give pet fish a lot to eat?
Of course not. They can't give pet fish too much food.
Question. What are they talking about? Why do people keep pet fish?
They keep pet fish because of their beautiful shapes and colours.
How often should people feed pet fish?
They should feed them once a day.
Do they need to give pet fish a lot to eat?
Of course not. They can't give pet fish too much food.
Question. What are they talking about? You look nervous, Linda. What's wrong?
I came across a crime just now.
Do you remember the criminal's appearance?
Yes. He was tall, aged about 19, and he had black hair. He was wearing a red t-shirt, blue jeans, a black belt, and dirty trainers.
Let's go to the police station at once.
Question. What was the criminal wearing?
You look nervous, Linda. What's wrong?
I came across a crime just now.
Do you remember the criminal's appearance?
Yes. He was tall, aged about 19, and he had black hair. He was wearing a red t-shirt, blue jeans, a black belt, and dirty trainers.
Let's go to the police station at once.
Question. What was the criminal wearing? Dr. Lee, thank you for coming to our school. Nowadays, our classmates say that they have poor memories.
I think that's because they receive most of their knowledge in a passive way.
How can we avoid this?
First, you should understand the information, and then you should try to express it through words and pictures.
Can we use this method to memorize English vocabulary?
Oh, yes. For example.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. Brian's stomach hurt and he was sweating. His teacher sent him home early. He got on the bus and took the last seat. He was dizzy and wanted to throw up. An old woman walked slowly by the sitting passengers, but they all looked away. "Close your eyes," said a voice in Brian's head. "Pretend you're asleep." "That's not right," said a second voice. "Get up." "But he's sick, and nobody else is moving," said the first voice. "Who will know?" "Brian will know. He'll get better soon, but this decision will last forever." Finally, Brian got up. He gave up his seat to the old woman. When he got off the bus, cameras flashed. The bus had hidden cameras. It was a TV show. The host interviewed Brian. He became famous. Brian's stomach hurt, and he was sweating. His teacher sent him home early. He got on the bus and took the last seat. He was dizzy and wanted to throw up. An old woman walked slowly by the sitting passengers, but they all looked away. "Close your eyes," said a voice in Brian's head. "Pretend you're asleep." "That's not right," said a second voice. "Get up." "But he's sick, and nobody else is moving," said the first voice. "Who will know?" "Brian will know. He'll get better soon, but this decision will last forever." Finally, Brian got up. He gave up his seat to the old woman. When he got off the bus, cameras flashed. The bus had hidden cameras. It was a TV show. The host interviewed Brian. He became famous.
D. Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks. Last week, my teacher asked me to prepare an oral report about any insect or animal that I liked. However, I didn't want to talk about any common insect. Therefore, I thought of making my presentation about ladybugs, the most beautiful insects I had ever seen. I spent a lot of time preparing for my presentation, because I had to talk 7 to 10 minutes in front of my classmates. In addition, I was going to be graded by my teacher. I really wanted to make a great presentation, so I made a model of a ladybug to show the class. I used paper, glue, and markers in order to make a beautiful ladybug. Because I had to explain the meaning of the new vocabulary, and I wanted to draw attention of my audience, I made some posters with the new words that I wanted to teach the students. I spent 3 days developing my presentation. As a result, I made great progress. My teacher told me it was a good idea to use flashcards and visual aids. She also told me to be careful with my pronunciation of some words. But overall, I think the presentation went well. I think making these kinds of presentations really helps to improve my confidence. Last week, my teacher asked me to prepare an oral report about any insect or animal that I liked. However, I didn't want to talk about any common insect. Therefore, I thought of making my presentation about ladybugs, the most beautiful insects I had ever seen. I spent a lot of time preparing for my presentation, because I had to talk 7 to 10 minutes in front of my classmates. In addition, I was going to be graded by my teacher. I really wanted to make a great presentation, so I made a model of a ladybug to show the class. I used paper, glue, and markers in order to make a beautiful ladybug. Because I had to explain the meaning of the new vocabulary, and I wanted to draw attention of my audience, I made some posters with the new words that I wanted to teach the students. I spent 3 days developing my presentation. As a result, I made great progress. My teacher told me it was a good idea to use flashcards and visual aids. She also told me to be careful with my pronunciation of some words. But overall, I think the presentation went well. I think making these kinds of presentations really helps to improve my confidence.